Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin. awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like your candle burn bright. Awaken my
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Gold Ring Healing Fountain on Blog Talk Radio. Very good to see you again. And this is Marika, Pure Wind Song on the Gold Ring, and I'm from the Netherlands. And I co-host the show together with Sean Christie, and she's from England, and Gary Moore, and he's in America. Are you there, guys?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone. Hello, Hi. Jen. Hello, Marika. And we have a very special guest. You want to tell us about it, Jen? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, thanks. Tonight we've got Deborah Dessinger, and she's on Dare to Dream. That's her radio program on, is it KYHY? And it transmits at 92.5 out of California. And Dare to Dream was created to inspire listeners to take steps towards their dreams and turn those goals into a reality. And the Dare to Dream show has been written about in Yahoo News, Earth Times, and Singapore Star News. And Deborah actually received an honorary achievement award for the radio show from Elite VIP and the Editor's Pick Intriguing Creator Award from YouPublish. So she's a really brilliant, inspirational speaker. And when I heard one of her radio programs, I thought, wow, we have to get this lady on our show because she's so positive, and it's so important to be positive with all the changes that are going on in the world, and especially if you're ill. Because the other day, I read a message on the Healing Fountain list that said, I'm trying to keep positive, but this disease is beating me. Well, if the growing consensus of opinion that we create our own reality is true, just that very thought that the disease is winning is enough to create that reality. So we have great tools that we can use to keep positive, such as positive affirmations, for example, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And if we say that three times a day, three times each, and think, I'm stronger than this disease, I will beat it, that's the way to go. And as you'll hear when Deborah comes on, she's just the sort of person that would say that. But tonight, today, she's going to be speaking about living your dream. So, if your dream is to be healthy, there we go. Okay, and we've got her into the show, have we?
Yes, we do. Let me bring her on. Hello, Deb, are you there? You are on the air. I have a Skype caller, 111111. I think it might be her. You are unmuted. We can't hear you. Can you say something? There you are. I hear something. Hello? Oh, you're just a caller, apparently.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
I see. Okay, we'll go ahead and mute you again. So apparently she has not called in yet. So Deb, if you're listening, call 646-929-0461 and be on air with us here in the show. So
I don't think she can hear us, Gary. Can you piggyback her in just to let all the listeners know what goes on behind the scenes? I know we shouldn't be doing
that.
Skip all these bits on live TV, but that's how it goes at the moment.
Gary, if you do that, then I'll play a lovely song for us to hear.
Okay. Play
a
lovely song.
Yeah, get your candles ready while we play this.
Oh, yes. Get your candles ready before we forget that. That's very important.
It's Deborah's theme music for the show, for her radio show. And it's called Dare to Dream.
Just to leave, you can make anything come true.
that's a gorgeous song by Oriflame called Dare to Dream. And that's one of Deborah's theme songs for her show, Dare to Dream. And did you manage to get a hold of Deb, Gary? Have we got her online?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
It's a miracle.
Whoa, you did it.
Yay.
It was a good intention we all had.
Oh, dear. It's one of those things they miss out on live TV, but on the radio, on Blog Talk Radio, we have to put up with things like this all the time. So, yes, it
welcome
is
to
a
healing prompt, Deb.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. How are you?
Well, I'm doing marvelous. There's two of us here. I'm here, and my cat, the Chia Pet, is here as well, because she's a great healer, and she wants to participate in helping everyone to live their dreams, too.
Oh, great.
And I'm we're on air now, is that correct?
Yes.
Want to say that it's been, even though I couldn't access you guys for this time, the names of the people they're so yummy. Artistic Soul, Ethereal, Clouds, My Heart, Peaceful Journey, Princess. I'm like just sitting here going, oh, this feels so awesome. And the things everyone's writing, it's just gorgeous.
Oh. Well,
we have a pretty awakened audience.
Show. Yes,
Well, blessings to everybody. I appreciate that. What a nice way to enter this.
Well, I have told everybody all about what you do, Deb. I've done, I mentioned all about Dare to Dream and that you're an award-winning lady and why we particularly wanted to have you on the show, because you're so positive. And that's what we need, a positive vibe on here. So, but before we actually have you on to speak what you're going to speak about today, we're going to ask everyone to load the link for the video, aren't we, Marika? Because you've got a video there, that's right. And then Marika will count you down after we've had Deb on. Is that right, Marika?
Absolutely. Here's the link for the video. You can click on the link, and then you go to YouTube page. You mute the sound of the page, please, and pause the player so it has a little bit of time to preload. And then send the heart up in the chat room so that we can see that you are ready. And
right.
I see Sean was real quick with the ticket today. Here's mine.
Ticket to ride.
So everyone, click the link. Pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And the heart will be your ticket that you show us that you're ready. There's my ticket. And Marika, and only Marika she's the only one that can do this, and the way that she does it will count us down.
I will, but shall we let Deborah speak before we all
do
the video?
I understand you do radio in California. Is that right, Deb?
Yes, I do. I do it in California, but I'm also worldwide. And sorry I missed the opening, so I'm at a loss of what was shared. But if people liked the song that they just heard, that's pretty much the vibe of my show. You know, I feel amazingly fortunate to do what I do, because it's for sure my calling. And I get to do these great openings because it's my passion that people live their dreams and their purpose. And then I get to sit across from these amazing people who tell me how they created their dreams and their goals come true.
Wow.
And I feel like, you know, what a great lesson and learning ground for me and inspiration, and it's really magical. So if you love the song, I want to urge you to go and start tuning into the show, my show. I'd love to have you there, because you fulfilling your dreams and goals is the most important thing to me, and that's what the show is all about.
So can you type your link into the chat page, Deb?
Pardon?
Do you have a link to the stream, the live streaming of your show?
Just before before we finish the station show, locate. Type it in, and then we can copy it into our browser. Just before you finish the show, type it in. Okay.
What station are you at?
Well, I'm at a 92.5 KYHY, and because it's, you know, for worldwide people, you can go to www.925kyhy.com.
Okay.
And
then that's where
my
we're at.
Website.
Yeah,
you can also go to my website, Deborah Dachinger, and it's spelled, it's an Austrian last name, so it's Dachinger.com. All the shows are archived there. Also, I'm on iTunes. Go to podcast for Dare to Dream or my name. And many ways that you can listen at your leisure or live. I'm on pretty much Wednesdays through the weekend.
And it's khyy.com?
It's, no, 925kyhy.com.
92.5.
Okay. The link will be spelled wrong. There's no S in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I'll. Oh, there you go. And there's no point, by the way. I'll type if I can get in there. 925.com. So just no dot in there.
Oh,
gotcha.
Right.
Okay. No. Yeah. No dot in the 92.5. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
That's 92.5 hertz on the or megahertz on the FM dial for those of you in America and listening to American radio or California in within reach of the station, and that will access the website to the station, and you can listen to the stream yourself all over the world from there.
Yeah, and this is a transatlantic co-creation as well, Deb. This one's going out all over the world as well.
Yeah, this is what I think is so important today. We're really all one, and it's so great we can touch each other at the same time in different countries and different times, but of the same mind. And the
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
It sounds like,
for sure.
It sounds like Deb is an awakened soul, doesn't it?
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because I'm not really sure how this goes or, you know, how much time I have, I don't know really if I should be speaking or not. Or can you let me know?
Just keep speaking about what you speak about on the radio, because it's so positive and, you know, so brilliant. And especially for people who are ill, it really helps to keep a positive attitude when you're ill.
Awesome.
And especially...
Well,
with all the changes going on in the world at this moment in time. So, you know, anything you've got to add to that, you know, that's brilliant.
Well, folks, I will share with you, and as soon as you all need to do something else or go to this other website, please let me know, and I'll give over the mic. First of all, I love connecting with you, and I am really looking forward to the time when we get to chat later. Anytime you have questions and we get to engage, that's going to be fabulous. And thank you.
Excellent.
We will be taking callers, won't we? We'll take callers after we've done our ceremonies and after we've closed the chakras. But in the meantime, if you would like to advise anyone how to go about living their dream, that would be brilliant.
Perfect. Perfect segue. Well, I want you to know that it's no accident I do what I do. I think we learn best and are the best teachers when there was a reason in our life why we got here. So for me, it was because I always had big aspirations, but more fear than guts. And it took many things for me to get through it and over it. And frankly, before long, I firmly believe that if we're given gifts and talents and we don't use them, we'll be pretty miserable in this life. There's a reason why we were given what we were given, and they are gifts for sure. And it's fascinating, the balance in the planet and how one is terrific at art and one is terrific at acting or singing or painting or architecture or speaking in front
or
of
radio.
Radio,
yes.
Science, math, and we're all so different, so blessings, yes? And when we do not use them and we suppress them in our lives and don't put them out as a gift, as a light to the planet, we will be depressed, we will be sad, we will be angry, and we will not be fulfilling part of the purpose of why we're here. So all of that said, I urge all of you to take the time to figure out what you want. And that can be a mini list, or you know immediately, oh, it's always been this. And it could be in love. It could be how you express yourself. It could be a hobby you've always wanted to do, travel or a career, many things. Whatever it is for you, as long as it's with no harm to none, it's the right thing. You are given it because whatever you believe in, God, Goddess, all that is, gave it to you for divine purpose. So trust that and move ahead. Now, that said, it is so important in this busy, busy world to take a moment and put aside the cell phone, the computer, every distraction, and just spend a moment reflecting on what it is you want. Feel it, sense it, taste it, see what it might feel like. And if you don't get a lot of details, it's okay. Sometimes it's okay to get just a vague notion and excitement of having that dream come true. That's enough. And when you've been relaxed and you have a short experience of that, come back out, and the next thing you need to do when you have a right. What I suggest is, now that you know the end result, work backwards. Many of us try to go from where we are and work forwards, and that can be very confusing because, my goodness, what's my next step? But if you start at the back and know what your dream is, then you can say, well, if that's the dream, what is the step that got me to the dream? And you write that down. Then you ask yourself, what's the step that got you to that step? You understand? So there's your dream, and then step, all the way backwards are you writing the action steps that must be done. And then you get to the bottom, which is where you are right now. Now you know from where you are what your first step is. And sometimes there's subdivisions, that's fine. But as long as you keep generating as much as you can, this is with balance and kindness to yourself, as much as you can each day, those are action steps. Now you can also look at joining a mastermind group for support or getting together. Now this is all for free, getting together friends and just saying, you know, once a week or once a month, let's meet at someone's house and let's just talk about our dreams and get support in moving ahead. And we'll tell you where we're at and how it's going. Now, you must take action steps, right? Because hopes and dreams won't get us too far if we don't have any energy here. Now, another piece of that, as you're going along, action's awesome. Now, I'm a great example because I'm a goddess warrior. And you give me a task and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it perfectly, and I'm going to do more than you even asked for. What I need to learn, and maybe some of you need to learn, is some balance. And part of that balance for me and for all of us is it is a co-creation. So if the universe gave us this dream and goal, these gifts and these talents, trust me, they are there to love and support you. They're not going to sit idly by and say, wow, look at her sweat. Wow, look at him spin his wheels. They're going to say, oh, look at all they've done. That's your time you can let go on a daily basis. Oh, I've done all this. Awesome. Now I move on with my life for today and let the co-creation begin. In every step, let yourself be met by the powerful, magical forces that are loving and supporting us. Be sure to celebrate.
Beautiful message.
Yeah, for us all, and for us all, and for us all, we are all source. We are all part of God, Goddess, part of the light. And please do celebrate your successes. Do celebrate your successes. And
absolutely.
Whatever it is, if you have a dream, there may be a few sacrifices, keep moving forward. Take risks. Go where you've never gone, do what you've never done, because both are necessary to have what you've never had and be who you've never been before. And I want to add that truthfully for all of us, because I don't want this to be airy-fairy. I want this to be so real. For all of us, often our gift is our wound, meaning that if we have a gift, there's probably a bit of a wound in there somewhere. And that may be that you come up against something that stops your success, and it seems to be a pattern. Now look for the patterns. That's the important thing. If it's a pattern, it's usually a belief we took on at some point in our life that is not working for us, but it's creating something antithetical to what we really want. Some people say, how do I know what I believe? I don't know what I believe. I just know this pattern keeps happening. And I'll tell you something, you know what you believe. How? Because we think it all the time. I'm too fat. It happens for everybody else, not for me. I can't. I can only get so far, and then I get frightened, and I'm so afraid. I can't bear the anxiety. Take that. That's a gift right there. And you want to find a way to discreate that belief, to dismantle it, because it doesn't serve you. It's not part of your life. It really isn't. It's just part of your road to get there. Because once you get through to the other side, it's a gift to release. And when you discreate that, when you find a way to let it go, to figure out what it is, maybe feel the pain of it and the disservice of it, see how it has disserved you your whole life, allow yourself to feel that. And then once you get through that, make a new choice. What would the opposite experience be? And then make a whole new belief that's all yours, that's juicy and yummy, that's going to serve you, serve the planet. How can you take that and transmute it into something that now works in your life, that means you are worthwhile, that you can, you will, that you deserve, that you're as wonderful as, that you are a reflection of God, Goddess, all of those things. And from there, embody that new belief and see that new belief working in your life. So that's just a little tidbit for anybody, and all of us do, on this road to our dreams and goals. We experience that bump, and it's a big bump because it keeps showing up. That's how to discreate or decluster that kind of pattern so you can keep moving on your path.
Mm. So it's a case of finding your passion and living it, isn't it?
It is.
Finding your passion and living with it is huge.
Yeah.
All of us.
Living it.
Find out what puts that fire in your belly and then live it.
Exactly. Well, what floats your boat?
And, you know, I want to say, too, because, you know, with kindness to all, there's also been, for instance, how I ended up here was a complete surprise. I was actually on the path to something else. So I would strongly suggest that whatever it is you feel you love and brings you joy, to do that. Because often when we step into that fully on our path, opportunities will come up. And it may look like you're heading one way, but an opportunity may come that completely surprises you and opens new doors to something you didn't realize was really what you're meant to be doing. And that's happened to me twice in really big ways in my life. On the path to one thing and something completely different came up, and I said, oh, isn't that interesting? Okay, well, I'll do that. And then I had that experience.
Marika.
Yeah,
about 1 year ago, Marika and I suddenly started doing the show within about 2 weeks of finding out that we were going to do it. We both had the idea at the same time, and within 2 weeks we were doing this show, so it happened to us as well.
Yeah, I was roped in later.
Well, perfect example, and now here you are on the other side doing this. How does it feel?
Right.
Well, personally, I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And the way these two women have grown on air and professionally as radio people has been a joy to behold, a joy to watch. I'm an old radio hand. I've been on radio all over the West, and I'm currently in Massachusetts and still doing radio. And it's just been marvelous to see these two ladies grow. It's been really something.
Beautiful. So you had an opportunity that came up for you, and you said yes to it, and it was the right thing for all of you to do.
Absolutely. We love doing it every week.
You know, there's so
the artist Bobby has just typed in, love your work equals play. Yes, you never need to work again, because if you enjoy what you do, you're not working.
That's
exactly.
True.
Absolutely, and I'm doing it in my, like what you call job as well, because I want to be the light in someone's life, and I am, and earning money with it, because I work with people who are in hard times, so you can manifest it in all ways.
And that makes them very fortunate, because when we do what we love, people feel that. You know, people that we have to engage in feel that magic, as opposed to someone who's doing something that's pure drudgery to them, and no one's really being served. And, you know, I was going to say, we're not alone. There are so many people that we consider famous have trudged this road of happy destiny, if you will. You know, the amazing opera singer, Andrea Bocelli, you know, he graduated from university, and he practiced law. He was a lawyer.
Really?
He
did.
Oh,
what
well,
a waste of a voice like that is.
Yeah, when he was a child, he used to sing, and he said, yeah, I knew my voice was special, and I was happy to oblige people. But there came a day when he suddenly said, you know, I have a destiny, I have a gift, I have an obligation to share it with others. And that's when he became a singer.
Yeah.
And then there's Al Franken. For those of you who know Al Franken, he's now a U.S. Senator for Minnesota.
Right,
He was a comedy writer and an actor. He was on Saturday Night Live to do the very funny Stuart Smalley and a couple of movies. And how interesting to come from that. And then he decided to run for Senate because he went from being a performer to writing political books. He went from there to hosting a daily public affairs radio show. But he came from a past where his parents cared deeply about politics, and they impressed upon their children its power to improve people's lives. And he started getting into politics, and he suddenly went, oh, my goodness, all of that acting in front of people now will make me comfortable in the public. All of that writing as a comedy writer will now allow me to write as a politician, and look where he is today. So I have lots of stories like that, but there are many people we know who started out one place and ended up somewhere else where they were meant to be, at least for today.
Exactly.
You don't know what's around the corner, do you? It makes it exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can hear that. It's very lovely.
And I'm sorry,
okay.
If I don't respond to you, it's just a little muffled on my end, a little hard to hear you.
Is it?
Yeah, that's normal.
You are a bit muffled, Jen.
I'm muffled, am I? Oh, wonder why. Maybe it's
because
the line.
We are I hear you under the water, Sean, all the time. But the listeners, they hear us well. And that's where
it's
all about,
right?
But if you
hear me going glug, 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 send out a lash out.
And, you know, I want to tell you, too, that I was taking a class. I was taking a spinning class. I don't know if everyone knows what that is, but that's, you know, you're in a stationary bike and you've got a teacher in the front of the room. And I just loved what she said. She was saying, you know, put everything away. Put away your worries, your appointments, your cell phones, your computers, everything, because it's a big distraction. And just be here right now. This is your workout, your time. And I thought, so true about life. This is your time. This is your life. So allow yourself to be here for you, for your life, for your dream, for your goal. You know, so many people say, oh, whatever it brings up, anxiety, discouragement, whatever's out there. But when it brings that up, you know, tick, 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 the clock is not stopping. And it keeps moving forward. And it's so important to step into that, to take those action steps, to propel your dreams forward, And when you get to the ninth hour, if there's discouragement, don't check out. Don't check out on yourself. Don't give up on yourself. Don't say, oh, I'm tired, and I tried this and that, and it didn't work. I'm just going to opt out. I really recommend you decide otherwise. Use your will to decide to stay here, to keep doing this ride in your life, to stay present, to complete it. That feeling when you complete something is amazing, to get on the other side of something that you felt might be difficult, and then you create instead. Because I want you to have that feeling of limitless.
Wonderful advice.
Okay, and I have a video to share. It's from Keisha Krauter, the grandmother.
Brilliant.
And it's very happy message as well, an uplifting. So I would like to see it all together now. I'm going to give you
so
a countdown.
Everybody click the link.
Thanks. Go ahead,
right.
Gary.
Click the link, everyone, and mute the player and pause the player and send up a heart, and we'll start it.
Here we go. I will do the countdown because I think everybody has it already. Okay?
Great.
I will count you down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. We live in a magical time, the most amazing time on planet Earth to ever be. She is going to be reborn into her full glory, her heavenly self. The change has already started, and we have the opportunity to enlighten with her. We literally have 2 years to change the way we are. There are thousands of books about 2012 out there, and we learn so many different things. But do you know the Mayan people, the only people who have lived through a pole shift before, have only started talking a couple of months ago. And they are saying, do not have fear. Rejoice inside of your hearts, because it is going to be beautiful. We have an opportunity to go forward in humanity, becoming enlightened. And when you are enlightened, all things make sense, and you live from the heart. Do you know now that we use less than a third of our brains? Very soon, we will be gifted all of that. The things we fear now are just because we do not understand it. But when you become enlightened, all things fall together, and there is nothing to fear. Grandfather Alejandro, the grandfather of all Mayan people, says the very walls we see falling around us are only the walls that kept us in prison. We should be excited and rejoice and be happy to step out. That which you give your energy and your emotion to becomes your reality. It is every human's gift. Whatever you give your emotion to becomes reality for you. In the next couple of years, many things are going to change. We can stay in fear because we do not know what is coming, and you will live in fear. But if you stay in your heart and you are excited for what is coming, then you will live in joy. Again, there is nothing to fear. If you knew tomorrow the whole world would change for something much more beautiful, would you be afraid? Heaven on earth is coming. And we can live on heaven. It is our choice. If you stay in your heart and be love, you will enlighten and go with Mother Earth to something higher. It is said by the Mayan people who have lived through a pole change before, the full change only happens within several minutes. It's very fast. But there will be a couple of days of full darkness. And it is at this time that is very important for us to stay in the heart. Gather your families and just be in love and stay calm. Do not give over to fear.
it's all going to be okay. And when the sun rises again, you will see a new earth. And everything will make sense. We will become enlightened. We will move forward in a new humanity, one that is ruled by love. Many people do not understand how the world will shift. And it brings us a lot of fear, wondering if there will be mass destruction. There will be some natural disasters. But when have humanity not lived through natural disaster? It happens all the time. Planet Earth has a very hard center. And around the planet is hot lava, much like a ball bearing with grease around it. And the crust of the Earth sits on top of that grease or that lava. And when the poles change, everything will not move. The center will hold strong, and the crust of the Earth will simply move. It's not going to be as tragic as we all think. Mother will stretch and move and fall into her perfect state, and heaven will truly be here, and we will see and live in that state as well. The shift has already begun. The poles are already starting to move, and large amount of energies are coming to planet Earth. Because I can see energy, I can see when the energies come. Our science can take readings of how much energy is in the Earth. And do you know, in the last year, it is more than tripled. Large amount of energies are coming to planet Earth, and they are coming in short intervals to give us time to digest these new energies. Some of us are feeling the side effects of these new energies coming. Our bodies are simply trying to work through these new energies that are coming, and we are digesting them. When the big shift happens, a ton of energy will come to planet Earth. And if we were not giving little bits at a time to get used to it, our human bodies would die. But it is true, it has already started. Mother Earth and the human bodies now have more energy vibrating in them than ever before. Too many of us on planet Earth think, well, this is a story that the indigenous have been saying for a long time, but we do not realize it is really happening now. The world is changing. Our bodies are changing. Our DNA structure is actually changing. It is real. We will experience this shift. We are the ones who will be alive during the change. And it really is up to us to change the way we live. If we do not change and stay living from the mind and ego, we will be removed because we are killing Mother Earth. It is a universal law that Mother Earth will go on, but it is up to us whether we go with her or not. All we are asked to do is be love. That is it. It is so easy, and your soul will always lead you.
And it's time for our ceremony. Ceremonies make things special. So we light our candles all together. And we light our incense, which purifies the atmosphere. We light candles because fire is a very powerful tool, which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our soul. God send out the light and city to all mankind and Mother Earth herself. So I've lit my candle, and we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. And we'd like to say, Archangel Michael, please be with us now to bring your love and protection. In the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, Joseph and Light. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light, and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Tananda Jesus and the Magdalene energy, please be with us now. We're in the divine presence of the angelic and Christ energy, and we'll ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guides and shamans and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 23 therapeutic chapters, and we'd like to ask Marisa to do the mantra. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Sean. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky.
And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
And this week, Deborah chose Powerful Creators of Abraham Hicks, and we are going to listen to it now.
Great reason, and you are so much more than you see here in these physical bodies. And when you allow yourself to relax a little from where you are and turn and go with the flow, you are going to discover in your first day of making a decision about that the power of this dream. You are powerful creators who have come here with great reason, and you are so much more than you see here in these physical bodies. And when you allow yourself to relax a little from where you are and turn and go with the flow, you are going to discover in your first day of making a decision about that the power of this dream. You're going to discover the power of this dream and the power of the law of attraction and the power of your worthiness and the eternal nature of your being. for the struggle. You never came forth for the struggle. Thank you.
That's a beautiful song by Karen Drucker. And All Is Well sounds like a really good positive affirmation to me. Anyway, right now it's time to close our chakras for the people who want to close them. And to do that, we pretend we have doors. Go to the top of your head, closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that one. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. And to the solar plexus, close that one. Down to the navel chakra, closing that one. And down to the base of the spine, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, closing that one, and leaving them open just enough to keep you always grounded and securely connected to Mother Earth. We're going to bring the light back up and ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians. He's taking you by the hand and pushing you into the pyramid, sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and secure until next time you meditate or until next time we meet. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to all the other angels who've been here today and also to the ones who've been archived later. Thank you very much. Thank you to our wonderful special guest, Deborah Dashinger, who will be coming back on shortly to take callers. So if you have any questions to ask her or any advice to ask her, feel free to do that. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Sean. That was very lovely.
Thank you. Have we any callers on the switchboard?
Can you see it, Gary?
I am here, sorry. And there are no callers at this point.
Okay, well, we've got beautiful music to play. We have another lovely song. I think it was chosen by Deborah. She's chosen some absolutely gorgeous music for us today.
Can I ask a question to Deborah?
Yeah.
Let me. Deborah, you're back on. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
hear
you.
Yes, we can hear you.
So if one is calling in, what kind of questions can they ask you? Can you tell that more to the listeners?
Absolutely. Listen, it's really about connecting, and it's mm-hmm. really about where you're at. You know, just authentically, if anybody is any place with their dream or their goal, living their dream, they're welcome to call in and connect. They may have a question. They may want some guidance. They may. I just want you to know that I come from channeling my through intuition and also through my clairsentience and my heart. So I will synergize with whoever's calling and we'll see if we can all move ahead.
Great. So pick up your phones and dial in now, please. Shall we play a song while they get through? Because there's another Dare to Dream song by J.B. Danner.
Yes, we can play a piece of music. In the meantime, all callers who wish to call and talk to Deb, give us a call at 646-929-0461. And if you're out of the country, dial 001 in front of it.
My best friend passed away before I had a chance to say I love you one last time. Wanted in my life, she said, don't be afraid to reach for the sky. Don't let your hopes slip away, or life will pass you by. You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream. I left home when I was 17. I've seen things I wish I'd never seen, but I made it. I'd do it all again. I followed my heart day after day. My soul got tired, but I kept the faith. Some days my guitar was my only friend. So here I am. I know I found my place, singing stories about my life in small town USA. You can be anything, a rock star, a beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Deborah Dashinger, Deb on the radio. Her website is http://deborahdashinger.com. That's deborahdashinger.com, small d's. And also www.debontheradio@blogspot.com. And don't forget to drink loads of water to release toxins and to ground yourself. And next week's guest is John Lucas, and if you've heard or seen John before, John releases the imprint of pain. So we'll be hoping to have loads of callers next week to get rid of that pain. So we're going to see if there's any callers for Deb now. Are we any on the switchboard there?
I'm here and checking for callers, and there are no callers at this point. So.
Oh, they're all shy tonight.
And we have 10 minutes left in the show.
Or they're also empowered already because she shared so much uplifting things. It was lovely.
Very good point, Marika. And a lot of people do realize that the power is within them. The power is within you, which is greater than the world. And all we need to do is change the way we think, and that power will begin to emerge, and that power will feed you, it will clothe you, it will house you, it will guide you and protect you. It will sustain your very existence. The only thing you need to do is allow it. And that's what I know for sure.
Listen to the inner voice, yes, and follow your dream, and follow your passion, because your passion is what connects you to the Creator.
That's right. It's supposed to be passionate. We are supposed to. It's supposed to be fun and joyous and loving and happy and laughing.
Yeah, the journey should be a brilliant, happy journey.
Exactly.
Because we make a lot of the upset ourselves, don't we? By our attitude. And if
we create everything within our experience.
Yeah. If there's something in your life that you can't change, change your attitude to it.
Exactly.
And with another beautiful song now by Nelly, and that's called Dream On. So if there's still no callers, we'll cue Dream On by Nelly.
We'll cue another song, because the song disappeared. But doesn't matter, Sean, because it's almost the same. It is called Live Your Dreams by Heart Song Connection. Here we go.
Came to a sudden ending, didn't it? Didn't expect that. Beautiful song, though. Mm. Was that by Marika?
It is from El Camino. It's the Dutch group who shared the song with us to play. So it's lovely, eh?
Lovely
Beautiful.
Music.
And if I could just tell you about Sean Bradley. You know Sean Bradley, spiritual lap dancer. I nearly said spiritual pilot there because Dennis is in the chat room. But the spiritual lap dancer has a live stream television program that goes out about three times a day. And I think it's on at 3 p.m. your time. It's on at 9 p.m. my time. So it's 5 hours difference, isn't it? And I'll just pop the link in the chat room for anybody wanting to see that.
That would be 4 p.m. Eastern, right.
Oh, will it?
Yeah.
It's not copying. The link isn't copying. No, it's not going to have it, is it? Okay, but I'll just tell you what it is very quickly. It's livestream.com, Virtual Monastery of St. Francis. That's livestream.com, Virtual Monastery of St. Francis. And that's a lovely one. Okay, then. No callers.
No callers. Still no callers. So, and we've got 4 minutes left in the show.
Oh, so we better play out.
Just want to let.
Beautiful song.
Right, right. And I just want to let everybody know our guest next week will be John Lucas. He'll be back with us. So, those of you who are in pain, physical pain, give us a call and John can delete that for you. So, we've got that coming up next week.
Great. Okay, then. So, have we any other news? Don't forget your positive affirmations.
Right. Don't forget to drink plenty of water and ground yourself after the show. Hug a tree, whatever you need to do.
And thank you, Debbie Dashinger. Fantastic.
Yes, thank you, Debbie.
Videos are absolutely beautiful on the website, deborahdashinger.com.
So and make sure you check in with us tomorrow at noon Eastern, 12 noon Eastern time with Kimberly and I. We have a compelling interview with Graham Hancock that we did on Thursday. We'll be playing that, and it'll be our anniversary show tomorrow. So hopefully we'll see you then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brilliant.
Another celebration.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Any excuse for a party.
Okay, thank you all very much for being here. Shall we play out with yours, Sean? Let your light shine.
Thank you. Oh, if you like, it's up to you. Thank you for joining us, and thank you, everyone, for co-creating the wonderful energy here today.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Marika.
Thank you both. I love you all.
I love
Debbie.
I love you, baby sister. I love you, Jen. I love you all.
Bye-bye.
And the older sister.
Woohoo!